News, AP News. I'm Marcela Sanchez. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports well wishes have been pouring in for former President Biden following the announcement that he has been diagnosed with prostate cancer.
President Trump has posted on social media that he's saddened by the news and wishes Biden a successful recovery. Former President Obama says Biden will fight the cancer with his trademark resolve and grace, saying no one has done more than Biden to find breakthrough treatments for cancer. Biden's office confirmed the cancer diagnosis Sunday, saying the findings came after Biden reported urinary symptoms. Doctors say the cancer cells have spread to the bone. Biden's office says while this is an aggressive form of the disease, the cancer appears to be hormone sensitive, which allows for effective management. Biden and his family are reviewing treatment options. Mike Hempen, Washington.
The House Budget Committee advanced Trump's big tax cuts with a 17-16 vote. The bill barely passed Sunday night. Congressman Jody Arrington, chairman of the House Budget Committee.
The ayes have it. The motion's agreed to. The One Big Beautiful Bill Act is ordered, reported favorably to the House of Representatives with a favorable recommendation.
Four conservative Republicans simply voted present, saying the bill does not do enough to address the budget deficit.
I am delighted to report that NJ Transit and the Brotherhood of Locomotive Engineers and Trainmen, BLET, have reached a tentative agreement. And as a result, New Jersey's first rail strike in decades has officially come to an end.
That's New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy. The union's general chairman says the deal boosts hourly pay for employees. More severe storms are expected to hit the central U.S. this week, following more than two dozen weather-related deaths. The National Weather Service says residents can expect thunderstorms and potentially baseball-sized hail on the plains, dangerous heat in the south, and heavy mountain snow in the west. This is AP News. The world's number one golfer is back on top after another major victory. Correspondent Gethin Coolball reports.
Scottie Scheffler pulled away for a five-shot victory at 11-under to claim his third major title, winning his first PGA Championship at Quail Hollow.
You work your whole lifetime to have a chance to win these tournaments, and I had a great opportunity to win one today.
Tied for the lead after Jon Rahm's third birdie in four holes at number 11, the world's number one-ranked golfer finished the back nine at 2-under to card a final round 71.
I felt like this was as hard as I've battled for a tournament in my career.
Harris English shot 65 and finished tied for second with Bryson DeChambeau and Davis Riley. Rahm finished seven back in a large tie for eighth after a 73 and played his final three holes at 5-over.
Am I embarrassed a little bit about how I finished today? Yeah, but I just need to get over it.
I'm Gethin Coolball.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.